My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Take off the governor. Take off the governor. If you're going to say it full-throated. The city knows, guys. The area knows. And if they look at you weird, they're the weirdo. Say it with your full throat and mean it. That was the Coming In Hotline, which you get the Odyssey app. Who was that on the Coming In Hotline?
That was John and Randolph.
It was John and Randolph. Randolph.
Randolph.
Home of the Portage County Randolph Fair.
Yep, that's what they know it for.
Yep. You get the Odyssey app. It's free. All right? You download the thing. It's a good thing. It's a free app. Then you favorite the station. You favorite the fan. Boom, it's right there. Then I got the Listen Live button. I have resumed because I was listening to Pete Futek on Afternoon Drive yesterday talking about college football when I woke up this morning because I missed that interview. It was fantastic. And then there's a microphone button here, you see? And you click on the microphone button, and you get on there, and it says recording in 2, 1. You go, Ken's an idiot because he picked David Bell to be a Pro Bowl wide receiver, and also he's a sorry person because he picked the Browns just to go to the playoffs, and that was where his bar is, and it's too low to bar. And then I hit stop. And then it says send, and it already has my name and my city because I've already logged on, and I send it, and boom, there it is. And it'll be up for Owen here very, very shortly. That's the Coming In Hotline. You go, Ken's an idiot because he picked David Bell to be a Pro Bowl wide receiver, and also he's a sorry person because he picked the Browns just to go to the playoffs, and that was where his bar is, and it's too low to bar. And then I hit, do you see how this works? Let me do it again.
That quick?
3, 2, 1, and then what you do is you do it full throated and you say, Super Bowl!
Super Browns!
Yeah! And then I hit pause, and then I hit send, and I submit it, and Owen's gonna have it up here in just a few seconds here.
Do it full throated and you say, Super Bowl! Super Browns!
Yeah! So get some sack and get on the Odyssey app and send the Coming In Hot button.
Mitch turned that around fast.
It's that quick.
It's incredible.
It's that quick. I don't think it was Mitch. I didn't say, how about them Cowboys? That's what you do, guys. Let's go.
I want to hear something during the game this week.
Yes.
You got to tell me what play in the game, what time in the game it was. But tell me in the beginning and tell me your reaction.
But here's the thing. Do not sit there and just wait for the end of the game. That's easy. Like Ken. Ken didn't wait for David Bell to get waived to spout off a David Bell opinion on the night he got drafted.
Nope.
So if there is a great situation early in the game, let us know. Am I an idiot for telling you that I think the offense is going to struggle, that Deshaun Watson is really going to be sluggish out there? that he's going to have some time to get acclimated to game speed. It could take him a game or two.
Do it.
Let me know.
Be a man or a woman. Be an adult and do it, anybody. Okay? Let's go. Speaking of coming in hot, Amari Cooper. He was in front of the media yesterday, and he was asked if he was talking to the organization at all about trade reports and about his cryptic social media posts.
No, I didn't. You know, at the end of the day, it's neither here nor there. So I'm just focused on playing my best football week one. The media is all about sensationalism, so I'll let y'all have fun with whatever y'all thought that might have meant. Honestly, like, it's not about, you know, feeling wanted, just from my perspective, because I do understand, like, if you think about it like this, like, you can be wanted, but if you don't play well, then you're not going to any longer be wanted. So at the end of the day, you just got to keep the main thing the main thing, and the main thing is, you know, being available for the team and playing up to the standard.
I like you, buddy, but I didn't make you post that. I didn't make you post that. You know what you were doing. We'll go blaming it on the media.
Don't be turning on
Amari
Cooper.
He knows damn well what he did with that post. He knows damn well what he was doing with that post.
Well, it had to be a different kind of an offseason for him. That's as outspoken as he had been with the Cleveland Browns. It had been a long time. You know, since
what did he tell TMZ he was trying to get paid? Isn't that what he said to somebody? That like TMZ caught him on that or something like that? I forget what it was.
But he kind of had fun with it, too. He wasn't like being malicious towards the Browns or anything like that.
Guys, I don't blame him for wanting to get paid. I don't even blame him for sitting there going, oh, you want to trade me for Brandon Ayuk? But just don't. Well, the media likes sensationalism. Well, I didn't make you put it out there, buddy.
Well, yeah, led us all to speculate on what the hell he was talking about. Yeah.
He got a conversation started, and it was a worthwhile conversation. Boy,
I love the thought this week of that matchup, especially because, you know, he was the guy they traded.
Mm-hmm.
They hung on to CeeDee Lamb, and this is why this is kind of a fun matchup and bland with the IR for the first 8 weeks of the season. This could be a really, really interesting matchup. Obviously, they still have Diggs. Diggs is a two-time Pro Bowler. But I think this is where the Browns might have one of their advantages in this game. The question is, can they give Deshaun Watson enough time? Mm-hmm. Can Watson be on the same page with his receivers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all the things we'll be looking at very early on in this game.
Where do you set the bar for the Cleveland Browns in 2024? Will in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Will.
Hey, Ken. I figured it's Friday and too early for coming in hot, but I just wanted to say, Super Bowl!
Super Browns!
Yeah!
Oh, thank you very much, Will. It's fantastic. See, this is a guy who did it with unbridled enthusiasm. If you're going to do it the whole way. Mike in Collinwood. Hello, Mike.
What's up, fellas? I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. Listen, Ken, and Tone, you're right about Watson. I think it's probably going to take him like at least 3 or 4 games before he really gets rolling. But my bar is host a playoff game at this stadium right here in Cleveland. Whether that's probably going to mean winning a division. So my bar is winning a division. I don't want to just sneak into the playoffs. We need a game in this stadium.
So it's not a success unless they do what you're saying, right? Just make it sure.
In my opinion, yeah. Okay. I don't want to go to Houston or Miami for a playoff game. I want a game here at our stadium with our fans. That's what I want. Our team is good enough. Our coaching staff is good enough. Our front office is good enough. Why not?
So will you say there needs to be changes if they fail to meet those expectations?
Absolutely.
All right. Mike and Collinwood said it. Thank you very much. I just want you to stand by your word. I'm standing by my word.
Well, it's interesting to see the amount of people after you commented that you were just looking for playoffs. The amount of people that said, really, Ken? Most expensive roster in the NFL? All the money they have tied up, all the talent they have, basically half the league makes the playoffs these days, it seems like, if you take out the tanking teams.
I know.
Anybody who's trying to make the playoffs, half the teams do.
But if I make the playoffs, and I know there would be some people going, we paid $230 million for that. I know, but if I make the playoffs, then I can go, all right, my quarterback can get me through a tough schedule. My quarterback can make, because you ain't making the playoffs again without your quarterback being there. I don't give a damn. I don't think lightning strikes twice. I'm going to bet against that every time. Every time. We know what they did was special last year. We use that word because we know it was so uncommon for that to happen. So don't give me this stuff like it's going to happen again. It doesn't happen often. That's why last year was so great. If you don't have him for the entire year, you're not making the playoffs. If you do, he has to play well to get you to the playoffs. So then I can look at a long-term picture and go, okay, I don't need to freak out. I don't need to go firing GMs or head coaches or chief strategy officers, whatever the hell they do, and I don't have to get rid of my quarterback. And I don't have to take the biggest bath in NFL history if I did that. I'm looking for security here. Long-term gain is what I'm looking for. And that's boring to a lot of people, I understand, but I have to tell you the truth now, don't I?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.